Welcome to the GetRealWealth.com radio show, where wealth means a lot more than just building a second stream of income with real estate. Listen and learn how 90% of the millionaires in the world use real estate to create a life that most people only dream about. A life that includes good health, family, romance, travel, charity, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Now, here's your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the GetRealWealth.com radio show, soon to be the GetTotalWealth.com radio show starting Monday. We'll have new intros and commercials and promos. Just want to remind you that the name will be changing, but nothing else, just the name. We wanted to get away from looking like we're just real estate and help people understand that this is a holistic program where we talk about fitness, relationships, romance, travel, all the parts of a balanced life. This show is generally for people like me who just, we want more out of life. You know, we get our 72 years here or whatever the average is now, and we want to get the most out of it. It's also for people who are beginning to recognize that the job, J-O-B, just over broke, is not what they were told it was. You know, the poor and the middle class pass on their beliefs. And one of the core beliefs is the way to make money is get a job, climb the corporate ladder, save in a 401k or IRA, work for 45 years, retire and live off your savings. And that just doesn't work. 95% of Americans fail to retire by age 65 using that technique. The good news is we know what the 5% who do retire successfully, either before or by age 65, they all have second streams of income. So we talk a lot about that on the radio show. It's also for people who realize, you know, the highest risk position that you can be in the United States is to have a job as your sole source of income. It's the highest risk position. People say real estate is risky. It's not as risky as jobs are. The misconception the poor and middle class have, they use a phrase called guaranteed paycheck, which is totally ridiculous. It has nothing to do with reality. There's no such thing. So every time 9/11 occurs or 2008 occurs or COVID occurs, people lose their jobs in the millions. And they think that's safe. They think that investing in real estate is risky or whatever. We're also here to work together to improve our financial IQ. One thing that I am proud of is that I'm a constant learner. I like to grow my financial IQ on a daily basis through listening to audios of books or reading or attending seminars or working with mentors, and that's really what this show is designed to do. Now, on today's show, what I would like to do is give there's a group of people out there like me who are starting with either bad credit or no credit. They have very little or no money, and they want to know how to get started. I got several emails about that. And the way that I started was as a wholesaler. A wholesaler does not have to have a license. It's you go out, you find distressed property. The distress could be caused by many things, divorce, death. In most cases, it's deferred maintenance. People just do not take care of their homes, which makes no sense because we're buying middle-class homes. The middle class believe that their home is their biggest asset. It's not, of course. This is just a belief that the middle class have. And they just let it, go to hell. I mean, it's unbelievable. I've been in houses that I'm rehabbing, looking through the window and into the window of the house next to it, and it's just as bad a shape as the one I'm rehabbing. It just amazes me that people don't respect their home. And then the quality of lifestyle too. Who wants to live in that? You've got some problems if you're living in that instead of taking care of it. But anyway, we find those houses are all in price is usually 30 or 40% below the ARV, the after repaired value. And what we're able to do as a wholesaler is charge a finder's fee, an assignment fee. That fee can be, in today's market, anywhere from $5,000 to $15,000 for a single family home. There are some ways, sometimes you can get higher than that. It just depends on how good the deal is. But yeah, somewhere between $5,000 and $15,000. So what I did when I got my pay cut and I realized, you know, that a job was such a high risk situation, I wanted to get into real estate investing. And my first idea was, man, I'm going to buy apartment complexes because I had read a book about doing that. But then I found out you need money and credit to do that. Then I said, I guess I should call it what it is. Plan A was to buy apartment complexes, but I had a plan B. If that didn't work out, I was going to buy single family homes and rent them out. Same problem. Requires some money and credit. Not as much money, not as good a credit, but I couldn't do that either. Then I looked at flipping, plan C. Plan C didn't work because that required some cash. Not much credit, very little credit, but it required cash. Probably about 35. To be safe, you need about 45 grand in the bank to get out there and flip the houses we're flipping in the 300 to 400 range. So I couldn't do that. Luckily, I had a plan D, wholesale. So I moved into wholesaling. And I followed some specific steps. One of them was so obvious to me, but it shocks me when I read books or take workshops on wholesaling. They're not telling people what I'm about to tell you. It's just not in their material. And it's a blatantly missing point. So that'll be the first thing we discuss when we come back from the break here on the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. You're listening to AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening.
Real estate accounts for more millionaires in America than any other investment vehicle. This second stream of income can truly change your life. More time for travel and romance, more time for family and fitness, more time for whatever you want to do with your life. To find out how to build this second stream of income, attend our free 2-hour introductory workshop on real estate investing. To reserve a seat, visit GetRealWealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's GetRealWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetRealWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Let's go straight to the phone lines. They are open. If you've got a question, don't worry about what I'm talking about. If you've got a question about anything to do with your real estate investing and building that second stream of income, give me a call, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Let's go to Northwest Houston and talk to Jim. Jim, thank you so much for calling in. How are you today?
I'm well, Mr. Davis. Thank you for taking the call.
My pleasure.
You know, the last time I leased from a corporation, I had to take them to court.
Okay.
Because I had given them a 90-day notice to move out, a 60-day notice to move out, a 30-day notice to move out back in 2000. And when I went to pay my rent on the final month, they moved my credit card payment from the first to the third on their records. And I had to sue them, and I got a measly $1,000 after I had to sleep on a couch for 6 months because they had put on my credit that I didn't pay the rent while they were committing fraud. And it only cost Apartment Investment Management Company $1,000. So I'm real leery about it. The other thing about a lot of these landlords is they commit multiple felonies by entering people's apartments without giving a written 48-hour notice to snoop around or steal if it's a porter or a maintenance guy. And I'm just wondering why some of these landlords haven't gone to prison or at least faced charges for entering a property in a non-emergency situation just because they want to. And I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem, Jim. Yeah, I don't really, that's a tough question. That is a tough question. I don't know. I do know, you know, my leases say I have to give, I think it's 72 hours notice. You have to look at the lease. Yeah, that's the bottom line, Jim. You'd have to see the lease that all these people have to find out if they really weren't allowed. You know, they may have put in their contract, we can come in at any time, and the tenant agreed to it. But if they didn't, like you did, you're going to have to take them to court because that is bogus. So I'm sorry I can't address that much more than that. But for everybody that's out there, look to your lease. It will tell you how much notice they have to give you, if any. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or you're welcome to email me. It's asksteve@getrealwealth.com, asksteve@getrealwealth.com, or gettotalwealth.com. Okay, we're talking about wholesaling now, and I told you the first step that invariably is left out of every book that I've read, and I've read 10 or 15 different books and CDs, it's build your buyer's list first. All these books go specifically in to finding a deal. Now I want you to think about this scenario. You find the greatest deal in the world. It's perfect for an investor. You get it under contract. You have 5 days to sell it. Do you think that just magically buyers are going to fall out of the sky to buy it? I swear that's what these books and CDs suggest. If you've got a good enough deal, investors will come looking for you. How do they know to look for you? It makes no sense whatsoever. And I figured that out immediately. I guess from being in sales, I realized, you know, you got a prospect, you've got to have people to sell to. So the first thing that I did was join a real estate investor group. The second thing I did was build my buyer's list. And I probably had 30 to 40 different investors that knew me by name. I knew them by name. I knew exactly what they were looking for, what their capabilities were. Were they using conventional loans? Were they using hard money loans? Were they paying cash? And I would direct the deals that I found specifically to the person that asked for that type deal. And I never, ever took more than 48 hours to sell a deal. Well within the 5 days that I had. And the nice thing was I was able to give my buyers, because many times I got 7 days, I was able to give my buyers 3 to 5 days to look at the property, verify the expenses, and make sure it was a good deal before the earnest money went hard and they wouldn't get a refund. So there's step one. Join a local real estate investor club. Step two, build your buyers list. Step three is start looking for deals. You've got to have those buyers first. So how did I find deals? Almost all of my wholesale deals came from real estate agents. One lady found me, 20 or so. One guy, Kelly, that's a guy, he found me dozens upon dozens, and then eventually started helping me find little apartment complexes. But I had like 25 real estate agents that knew me by name, knew what I was looking for, and they would find houses that they couldn't sell to owner occupants because they were so beat up. And before they met me, they were just letting those houses go. They wouldn't qualify for a conventional mortgage, so there was nothing. And the 203K is all but useless. 203K is a conventional loan that allows for repairs, but the paperwork to get one done is utterly ridiculous. They want to know what type faucet you're using, who makes it, how much is it, and you have to use that exact faucet. Even if you find a better deal on a better product later, it's crazy. So the 203K was paperwork prohibitive. So these agents would find beat up houses and just ignore them until I called. I told them, look, when you find these houses that are in need of massive repair and won't qualify for a conventional mortgage, go ahead and get the listing. Get the listing. One of my investors will buy it because we can do hard money, we can do cash, and if the property's in perfect shape, we can do conventional, even though we seldom ever did that. So these agents would start finding the deals that they were turning down before, sign a listing agreement, and call me. And back then, you had, I think, 3 days. Yeah, it was 72 hours. So you had 3 days to keep it off of MLS and sell it to me and get all 6% of the commission. Nowadays, they only have 24 hours, I believe. 24 hours. So you got to move quick. But that's the classic, I want to say it's Dave Del Dotto, good deals don't last. They just don't last. So 24 hours is plenty of time. If it's a good deal, you need to be taking action on it. And you'll notice my agents get paid 6% commission to sell to me, where if they put it on MLS and another real estate agent sells it, they only get 3%. So it was in their best interest to call me and get the deal done. I think the highest I ever made on a wholesale deal was $40,000, but the average was somewhere between seven and ten. So, and wholesaling paperwork is very easy. You always get it under contract with your standard TREC contract, Texas Real Estate Commission contract. And then there's a little one-page document called an assignment that you sign with your buyer. They sign it and agree to pay you, say, a $5,000 finder's fee, and you take it to the title company. It's now your buyer's responsibility to keep every commitment that's in that TREC contract. You don't have to do anything. Then when the deal closes, boom, you get your $5,000 or 10 or 40 or whatever it is. And as you can see from that transaction, I didn't put up any money. I didn't use my credit. So it's a great way for people who don't have money, don't have credit, to get started, to get your feet wet, to get something done. Now, warning, is this passive income? Is this a second stream of income? It's really not. It's a second job. So a lot of you who work 40 hours a week and you want to wholesale, it's going to take you about 5 to 10 hours a week to be an effective wholesaler. But it's not a second stream of income. It's really more like a job. And I'll explain why when we come back from the break here on the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Feel free to join me by calling 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Thanks for listening.
Are you tired of losing money in every down market? Did you know that real estate makes money in both the up and down markets? In fact, we make more money in the down market. Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetRealWealth.com radio show. Yes, we are praying for a down market, and you should know why. To find out why, attend our free 2-hour introductory workshop. To reserve a seat, visit GetRealWealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's GetRealWealth.com. Thank you.
Steve Davis, and I've got a question here I want to address. I'm not sure if they're listening to the show because this came in on your website, but just in case, and I'll reply to him as well. It's, do you have a good investor-friendly title company that you could recommend in Northwest Houston? Here's the thing, Drew. If you're a good quality person, any title company will work. Title companies really don't care whether you're an investor or not. They just want the money. They just want to sell that title insurance and their fees and so on. So what I recommend, Drew, is go to 2 or 3 in your area before you have a deal to close. Sit down and let their person give you their sales pitch, because there will be a salesman there. There always is, that can tell you why you should do business with them, and they will try to attract your business. Tell them exactly what you're doing. If you're doing double closes, tell them. If you're wholesaling, tell them. If you're doing rentals, tell them. If you're doing hard money to conventional, tell them. Now, be aware of this. In most cases, the seller chooses the title company. So you want to go meet them as soon as you know what title company they want to use. You want to meet them so they know exactly what you're doing. The only thing that I've ever had a problem with was when I surprised a title company that it was a double closing. They weren't expecting it. I mismanaged the deal. It's my fault. And they don't like that. They don't like surprises. But if you tell them up front exactly what you're doing, you won't have any problem at all. So again, go interview 3 in your area of town. But don't forget, in most cases, the seller chooses the title company. The minute you know what title company they've chosen, you want to go over there and meet that salesperson. Tell them exactly what's going on with the deal so that they don't get surprised like I goofed up and did. So I hope that helps, Drew. Phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's asksteve@getrealwealth.com, asksteve@getrealwealth.com. Now, before we went to the break, we were talking about wholesaling and some tips on wholesaling. But the warning is, it's a job. And if you don't, if that doesn't make sense, you got to understand that the profit is taxed as guess what? Not investment income, earned income. That's right. You got to pay both sides of the Social Security and Medicare. You got to pay your income taxes. It is a second job. It's not a second stream of income. By the way, I hope that everybody understands when I talk about a second stream of income, that doesn't mean getting a second job. That's still being job dependent, even if you have two. So there's my tips for wholesaling. There's quite a few clubs in town that teach wholesaling, and there's a few that don't. So before you pick a club, give us a shot. I'm pretty good at wholesaling and training people to wholesale. So please give us a shot and come to our free sample class to find out how our system works. Okay, next thing I want to address are a few he did get it. Okay, good. That's good, Drew. I'm glad you heard. Yeah, if anybody wants to, they can use the contact form on our website, gettotalwealth.com, and that gets to me as well, and I'll try to answer it live on the air. Yeah, what I meant was investor educated, and yeah, that's most of them are. They deal with investors on a regular basis. And they're really, I got to say something about title companies. They're really good people. Go back 30 years. I was at title companies where it made me feel like they were doing me a favor. Not anymore. These title companies bend over backwards to get you taken care of. They try to solve every problem on their own before they come to you. So, here we go. And this is a good point. Yeah, here we go. This is a great point from a David. Whoever is buying the title policy typically chooses the title company. So it just depends on the deal. In most cases, the seller is. So that's why I said most times the seller chooses. But that's a clearer. I appreciate that, David, because that makes it much more clear. Because I've had deals where I was paying for the title policy because it was such a good deal. I offered them that, so I could have chosen the title company. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me at asksteve@getrealwealth.com. asksteve@getrealwealth.com. I feel like my financial IQ just went up. Thank you, David. Okay, let's see what our next email is. Evicted a tenant. Okay. Question, if the tenant violates the lease term and is evicted, does the tenant still pay the remainder of the term? If you evict for cause, let's put it this way. According to the contract, yes. Have I ever seen that happen? No. Have I ever seen a judge say, yeah, they owe you the balance of the lease? No. And it's really even a little bit more of your responsibility than that. It is your responsibility to mitigate your losses, to put an ad in the paper, to put a sign in the front yard immediately to show that you tried to release it so you didn't lose anything. The only thing I've ever seen is a person was evicted, we'll say on the 1st. You didn't get it leased for 2 months. But you could prove that you had your ad in the paper and you had your sign in the front yard. The 2 months is a loss for you due to the eviction, and you can get that. But you're not going to get 12 months. They want you to release the property and eliminate those losses as quickly as possible. So it's up to you to immediately start marketing that property. Okay, hope that helps. Phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Let's go into the beautiful Galleria area and talk to Mike. Mike, thanks a lot for calling in. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing fine. Yourself?
Excellent. How can I help?
Good. I wanted to get your thoughts on it. There's a personal deal of mine in the middle of working on, and it's a seller financing deal. There's a few different ways to structure it, but I wanted to see what your thoughts were putting together a single family partial seller financing deal in terms of the terms that would be most presentable from a buyer's perspective, presenting it to a seller.
You're going to get a mortgage for what, 80%?
Let's say it's going to be, I'm going to max out at like 548, the first lien, and then there'll be like a difference of, let's say, $300K. So it will probably be that difference will probably split between a down payment and a seller financing. So let's say $150K from the seller.
Generally, when I was doing owner finance deals, I was only paying about 2 points higher than, you know, what a normal mortgage was. Now, have I paid more than that at times? Yes, but that was on multifamily, on apartments. But on single family, if the market for an investor is 4% like it is right now, I'd try to get around 6% and set it up over a 30-year with a balloon.
Okay.
Because when do you plan on paying them off?
Right. I was thinking of doing a short-term
amortization.
Yeah.
Is this a personal residence? I hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have no objection to that, Mike, at all. If you've got the ability and you're sure you can do it, put it on a 5-year note, 7-year note. But I really, recommend you put it on 15, keep the payment, and just make extra payments every year to pay it off in 7 years. But that way, if you ever have any challenges, you can go with the minimum payment.
Well, the thought was to do a refi down the road and then just pay off the difference on a refi.
Sure. That's happens all the time. Not a bad idea. The only warning I will have is that I think there's going to be a correction at the end of the year, so you may not be able to refinance that for a little while till the correction comes back. So be prepared for that, Mike.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your input. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Mike, and good luck. Congratulations on the home. All right. This is the GetRealWealth.com radio show, soon to be known as the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Phone lines are open for one more segment. If you've got a question, give me a call right now at 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Thanks for listening.
Do you dream of a better life for you and your family? Do you want more time with your family? Would you like to travel more? Would you like to be less dependent on a job for your income? The solution is simple. Build a second stream of income. We can show you how. We are offering a free 2-hour introductory workshop on how to use real estate to build a second stream of income for you and your family. To reserve a seat, visit GetRealWealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's GetRealWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Phone lines are open for one final segment, so if you've got a question for me, please call now so we have time to discuss it. It's 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Now, I got a really good question from a Ben regarding wholesaling. How do you handle the earnest money to put the property under contract? How much is the typical earnest money deposit? Well, here's how I did it, Ben. I, on occasion, rarely got away with this, but I would say to them, look, I need you to sign this contract. I will get the earnest money within 5 days, and I'll give you $5,000. So I would put up zero earnest money at that moment, but I only had 5 days to show up with the $5,000, which I got from my investor within 48 hours. That's rare. People get uncomfortable with that, even though there's no risk doing that. Why is there no risk? They could literally sign the contract with me and take a backup contract 2 minutes later. There's no risk. If I don't show up on the fifth day, they sell it to the backup contract. There's no risk for a seller to do a deal with zero earnest money or 5 days till the earnest money's due. But again, people get afraid of that. They're not very knowledgeable. They don't get it. So what I did, Ben, is I had a little $1,000 that I saved up from my first wholesale deal. And I would say, look, I'll give you $1,000 today, another $4,000 in 5 days, or I'm out of the contract and you can sell it to somebody else. That went over very well. I was successful at that probably 90%+ of the time. A few times people would say that's not enough and I'd have to leave. But most of the time they'd go, okay, 5 days? Yep, 5 days. Or I'll back out and let you sell it to somebody else. Okay. And then I would get the $5,000 from, oh, by the way, I escrowed it immediately. In other words, I'm sitting at Mr. and Mrs. Smith's house. I grab my $1,000 check and the signed earnest money contract and head straight to the title company. Give them the $1,000. Then when my investor gives me $5,000, I take $1,000 and give the other $4,000 to the title company. The title company now has $5,000 in their name. So I hope that makes sense. So you really need about $1,000 to pull this off as easily as I was able to do it. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. All right, let's go to the next email, all the way from California. Small apartment building. A fixed 5-year or 7-year rate. The 5-year term will have prepayment penalties, and the 7-year term will have prepayment penalty. Huh. I think you need to shop these guys, David. 4%. Whew. 4% penalty the first year. Of course, you're not going to pay it off in the first year. But, yeah, those are some harsh penalties you've got there, David. You don't mention it. Is this an interest only for 5 years? Or is it amortized over 30 years? Not sure. I'm going to email you back, David. I need some more information on this to determine which one I would choose of these two. My first inclination is to go shop a couple more banks. I think you can do better than this. Yeah. Fixed rate for 7 years. Yeah, that term is really good, but the rest of this is pretty harsh. I think you can do better, David. but I'll email you some information. I have a guy at Old Capital who can do deals all over the country that I think would give you a better deal than this, and I will send you their contact information. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Let's go to the next email. Looking for off-market, another California listener. I think what people are doing is listening to KSEV and then moving to Texas. Let's see. Pre-approved, motivated buyer, looking for duplexes, triplexes, and so on in LA. I'll tell you what, from what I've seen, looking in the $1 to $1.5 million range, I don't think those things are going to cash flow, Marcus. You have to go into the suburbs to find cash flowing deals. Now, the concern I have is one thing that you say, wow, one thing that you're saying is you're not an investor, Marcus, yet. You're a speculator. You're buying negative cash flow, hoping that the property will go up in value, and it probably will. But it's much, much more effective, Marcus, to go buy stuff with positive cash flow, because guess what? It goes up in value too. Think of it like this. Cake is the cash flow. Appreciation is the icing. Don't buy any deal that doesn't produce positive cash flow, because that's going to come right out of your pocket every month. And then you're going to reach a point where you just can't buy anymore. But if you're buying properties with cash flow, there's no limit to the number that you can buy. And none of it comes out of your paycheck. So Marcus, this is said with respect, you're speculating, not investing. They're two different things. Now, if you tell me, well, the property's worth $2 million and I'm getting it for $1.5 million, I'm all in. But I don't think that's what you're doing. Based off your email, it's a $1.5 million fourplex. You're paying $1.5 million for it, hoping it goes up in value. Not a good idea, Marcus. Not a good idea in the long run. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Okay, just got another email. Seeking property manager in Humble, Texas. If you're going to use a property manager on single family, I like Mind.co. Mind.co. Oh, by the way, I better spell it. MYND.co. MYND.co. They were formerly owned by Steve Rosenberg, who's speaking up at the office tomorrow night on mindset. I guess I better remind everybody about that. But he built an incredible property management system for Greater Houston, and they're using it. So, yeah, check out mind.co. On the event tomorrow night, this is a free event for members, non-members, and their guests. We only do a couple of these a year. But this is an opportunity for you to check out Total Wealth Academy, see the office, and learn something. Steve is incredible on mindset. This sounds funny when I say it. You know, it's kind of like this. My big focus is taking people from start to finish, to the finish line, crossing the finish line. His focus is getting you to start. It's a very powerful presentation. So if you would like to see that, again, it's free to members, non-members, and their guests. It's tomorrow evening from 6:30 to about 9. Go to getrealwealth.com/mindset, and you can reserve a seat or seats there. It's getrealwealth.com mindset.com/mindset/free class, open to the public. Okay, this has been the GetRealWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening and have a great rest of your day.
This has been the GetRealWealth.com radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decision. To find out about the mentoring and consulting at Real Wealth Academy, visit GetRealWealth.com and attend one of our free introductory workshops on real estate investing. That's GetRealWealth.com. Thanks for listening and have a great rest of your day.